For centuries, captains of ships have always posted a lookout on the bow of the ship, as well as one on the crow's nest or on the bridge. As captain of your own ark, you too will need to post lookouts on your bow and in the crow's nest. Metaphorically, that may mean 1. Keep your word. Dr. Fuller said that we are entering the age of integrity. Integrity simply means whole or complete. That means that your thoughts, your words, and your actions need to be the same. 2. Keep an open mind and your ears tuned for change. Since changes are now invisible, you will have to see more with your mind rather than your eyes. 3. Learn to read financial statements. Regardless of whether you invest in companies, stocks, real estate, government securities, or yourself, a financial statement allows the mind to see the true financial condition of the investment, government, or person in question. Always remember that a banker wants to see neat and complete financial statements. Many times a banker decides to lend or not to lend you money in the first 3 minutes. If you do not have neat and complete financial statements and are not articulate in explaining your financial position, then the chances are that the only kind of debt you will be granted is bad debt at high interest rates. 4. Use technology. There are now computer programs that allow the individual to see what before only the rich or powerful could see. I have friends who trade stocks or options. They now have charts and software that give them the same power to see and search for investments in the same way that investment firms do. The individual investors have the same power as the big firms because of these new tools of the trade. Similar advances in technology are available for businesses and real estate. 5. Watch for bigness. There is a saying in the investment world that when someone becomes famous enough for the front cover of national magazines, their career is over. Not long ago, in the industrial age, a blue-chip company may have been a leading company for 60 years or more. Today, with advances in technology, the life expectancy of a company is much shorter. In other words, the moment something or someone becomes too big, they are about to decline and be replaced by something or someone new. That same observation tends to be true for mutual fund companies, real estate, and careers. There is always something or someone new coming along to take the place of the leader. Your job is to be aware of people or things becoming too big and then watch for the replacement. 6. Watch for changes in the laws. Rich Dad was forever watching for changes in the laws and the effect the laws had upon our futures. ERISA is an example. The law that created Social Security has created a problem that will have to be solved one way or the other. I suggest you watch how government ultimately decides to handle this massive mess. 7. Watch out for inflation. Just as markets go up and down, so does inflation. Right after September 11, 2001, the Federal Reserve Bank flooded the world with U.S. dollars to provide economic stability and liquidity. The long-term effect of all this printed money may lead to inflation, which means the U.S. dollar goes down in value. If inflation sets in, anything of questionable value will lose value, while things of value, assets such as real estate, gold, silver, and utility stocks, may greatly increase in value. 8. Pay close attention to government's handling of its social programs. It is not news that Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and other government programs are in trouble, and the problem is getting worse. Government is not solving these problems. They are pushing these problems forward onto future generations. The problem is, sometime around 2016, all this pushing forward is about to come to a head. Pay close attention as to how the growing problem is handled. If the governments begin raising taxes excessively, be prepared for anything and be prepared to act quickly. Today, money can literally move at the speed of light.